27 elite Big Mountain skiers and snowboarders braved deep snow and steep slopes in the Haynes Mountains for the Freeride World Tour. Friday's event took place after a week of waiting for unsafe snow conditions to settle.
Hello and welcome to Haynes, Alaska, for the fourth event on the 2017 Freeride World Tour. It is aptly named the Dream Stop.
And announcers Ed Lee and Martin Winkler talked through the action on the Freeride website's live stream of the Haynes competition. This is the Freeride's third time in the Chilkat Valley. The weather and snow conditions have to be just right. Organizers hoped to kick things off Tuesday, but had to delay.
Yeah, no shortage of snow. That's been the big issue this week, just waiting for the snow to settle.
The competition began around 11 a.m. Friday morning.
Drops in, first rider on the face.
It was 2 hours of incredible runs.
Holy moly.
Big drop, double 360.
Incredible heartbreaks.
He's riding straight. Oh, no.
I jinxed him.
And one avalanche.
I'm covering some rocks. Whoa. And a slide. But he's handling it like a boss.
He knew exactly where his escape route was.
It was Swedish skier Reina Barkered who triggered a significant avalanche. The tumbling snow was a reminder that unstable conditions put the competition on hold for several days. At a reception in Haynes about a week before the competition, Barkered explained what competing here over the last 2 years has taught him.
Yeah, what I learned is that I learned nothing. So I'm going to start from scratch and just try to send it.
What do you mean by that?
No, it's that you never know. Like, it's it depends so much on what these other crazy guys are doing up there. So I'm going to find what I think looks fun and ride it the best I can.
Barkered steered clear of the sliding snow and stayed on his feet, earning a high score. The deep, fresh snow was a double-edged sword. It helped some riders and hurt others. For example, experienced skier Drew Tabke.
Oh, does he get around? No, he doesn't!
He didn't quite throw hard enough.
What a shame.
Partway through his run, Tabke fell twice.
Oh, that is a Greek tragedy of a line.
Two French athletes topped the men's ski category. Loic Colum-Paton received the highest score out of all the athletes with a smooth, confident run. Leo Slemet came in second. In the men's snowboarding category, it was American Sammy Lubke who had the run to beat.
Beautiful 360. Oh yes. He makes it look so easy every time.
Lubke's score here and at the previous stops solidified his spot as men's snowboard champion of the 2017 Freeride World Tour.
You know, you got to deal with the kind of nerve-wracking conditions, I guess, or situations.
At the athletes' reception, Lubke emphasized how each person travels all this way for just one run. He said, if it goes poorly...
Just gotta suck it up, you know? I mean, you can't take it too serious. Everyone wants to do their best, but, I mean, it's just snowboarding. For me, like, it's the thing I love most in the world.
Shannon Yates is an American snowboarder.
We all know what we're waiting for, and it's just this awesome Alaska line. And you just kind of get this level of anticipation waiting for go day. And it's pretty cool.
She was calm and collected, knew what she was doing, just let that surface slide pass.
She aced her run and came in first in the women's snowboard category.
So Shannon Yates stays on her feet.
Staying on your feet in the steep, challenging terrain is an accomplishment in itself. The other three snowboard women fell at least once in their runs. As for the women skiers, Italian Ariana Tricomi topped the category.
Oh, yes!
Alaskan skier Hazel Birnbaum also had a successful run. At the reception the week before, Birnbaum said after multiple competitions in Europe, it was nice to be back in familiar terrain.
On the competition day, it's really anyone's game. And that's the cool thing is like everyone is really talented. And anyone could win at any point. It just depends on like who's having a good day.
In all but the men's snowboard category, scores are close enough that the Freeride 2017 title is still anyone's game. The athletes who competed in Haines go on to the finals in Verbier, Switzerland, April 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.